Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
On Saturday evening on June 4th, the world-traveled and world-renowned Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir will be performing with their youth choir at Half Moon Bay's Methodist Church, led by musical director Terrence Kelly. Today, the Coastal Butterfly is chatting with OIGC soprano Kelly Morlock, who also keeps the Coastside Buzz's Coast Views music calendar, and tenor Peter Bland. Peter and his wife Nancy West have funded the Riley West Scholarship, which will also be awarded to a graduating senior this evening. So how and when did both of you gravitate to the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir?
I've been singing gospel music for over 20 years, and I had the opportunity to work with Terrence at the Foothill College Gospel Choir. He subbed in a year or two there, and then I made it to Jazz Camp West, and he was teaching the whole big gospel choir there at the All Camp Gospel Choir, and I got to experience him with a huge group. And subsequently, he stopped teaching at Foothill, and he forced me to make the trek to Oakland every Monday night, and it's been the best thing I've ever done.
And how long ago was that?
2008.
And I joined in 2007. Mm-hmm. My wife and I went to see the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir in December of 2006. And we were kind of working on a relationship, and we had to have these things called secret dates. So a friend of mine who was in this choir, her name was Nancy Zumwalt, and she lived here on the coast. And she told me about this choir, and I had someone at work who's also in the choir. And so I bought tickets surreptitiously and went and saw this choir. And I'd seen music, you know, my whole life. And this was the first time I'd ever seen music I actually cried. It was just so moving, so powerful. There's something about this music, you know. And at the time, I was involved in a coastside folk group called the Living Room Set. I was a bass player. We do the farmer's markets and things like that. And I kind of learned how to sing harmonies and sing better in that group. But I was kind of ready for something more. And saw this group. And I remember sitting back in the audience thinking, no, I'm not that good. I couldn't do that. You know, I was really moved by it, but thinking, but there was this one woman up there I thought was having so much fun. It looked like a lot of fun. So I auditioned in February of 2007 and got called back the same day. 2 days later, I was in rehearsal and never really looked back.
Oh, that's exciting. I have to admit, I went online and I looked at the 30th anniversary video that's done on the OIGC, and it is very moving. The mission is all about love. And speaking about love, how does the interfaith thing work?
Well, the interfaith choir is a true interfaith choir in that there is no requirement to be of any particular religion or belief system to be a singer in the choir. You do need to audition and be good enough to get in the choir. But it's open to people of all faiths or none. Of course, we do sing African American gospel music, so it is Christian. But the choir director takes great care in picking songs that are enjoyed by all people of any spiritual belief or none.
And Terrence Kelly, he's the musical director. Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, Terrence Kelly is a world-renowned director of gospel music. He teaches workshops all through the world. Very well known, and he comes from a very musical family. His father was Ed Kelly, a jazz pianist who lived out of Oakland. His mother was an opera singer, and he's steeped in this kind of music. You know, he said, well, growing up as a kid, Pharoah Sanders and people like that were in his living room jamming with his father. You know, so he's kind of the anointed musically one. So he's fantastic.
Yeah, but his mother was the gospel choir mistress at Allen Temple, where he grew up in Oakland, and he fought doing gospel music. His interest was opera and classical, and that's what he went to school for. But then his mother passed away, and she used to do the All Camp Gospel Choir, and the Jazz Camp West people said, Terrence, we really need you to step up and do this now. And so he went into it kicking and screaming, but finally realized that this was his calling, and lo and behold, 31 years later, we're still going strong. So the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir started as an offshoot of the group called, the nonprofit called Living Jazz Now, and then it became its own entity within 10 years. less than 10 years later. And interestingly enough, Peter found out about the gospel choir through Nancy Zumwalt. Well, when I first moved to the Coastside 13 years ago, I was singing with Nancy in a small ensemble, and our group was the one who introduced her to gospel music. So she started out at Foothill Gospel Choir, and she loved it so much she auditioned for the Oakland Interfaith, and then I was, you know.
What a great circle.
Yeah, yeah. So the three of us were the Coastsiders, and that's how we brought gospel on the coast to Half Moon Bay in the first place.
That's right. And so last year you brought the Interfaith Choir to the Methodist Church, is that right?
2 years ago. And this will be the fourth one. So
correct.
The first two, Nancy was still working with us, and she was actually doing admin for the choir as well. In retirement, she worked part-time. And we're like, okay, yeah, we can produce a concert here on the Coastside. So we pulled it together, and people loved it so much, we brought it back the next year. And then we decided to do it every other year. So it's a biannual event. Mm-hmm.
And so June 4th, Methodist
June 4th
Church,
this
7:30.
Year, 7:30.
And the whole Interfaith Choir will come, and the Youth Choir will come as well.
Yes,
How many are in the Youth Choir?
I think about 20 right now.
I think so. It comes and goes because the kids graduate and move on.
Right. Yeah.
But it's open to any teenager from 13 to 18 from anywhere and any faith, any school, you know, it's interfaith as well.
Most of the kids come from Oakland, I'm assuming, at this point in time.
In the East Bay in general.
Right.
Yeah.
In San Francisco.
There are some kids whose family want them to be aware of what's going on and out of the bubble that they live in over in the nice part of Contra Costa County. And so they make sure to bring them in as well. So
nice.
There's, yeah, and it's great. And all of us in the choir are from every economic and ethnic diversity, not to mention religious diversity. So there's people who are, you know, obviously in Terrence's church, there's people that are Catholic, there's people of every kind of denomination in Christianity, plus Jewish, Hindu, Buddhist,
Sufi.
Beautiful.
Sufi.
People and probably nothing at all.
People whose religion
yes.
is baseball.
Yeah, right.
Literally, they write down my religion is baseball. And then people like me, who my religion is basically going to the beach with a dog and
yes.
singing with this choir.
Boomerang, that's right.
Yeah. This choir and singing and my dog are my religion.
Well, I think that it's really neat that you've brought the East Bay over to the West Coast. I think all of that kind of synergy between the kids just opens up their world. And I know my son was in the chorale up at the high school last year. He really enjoyed the chorale. And the teacher is very impassioned. And the parents for the chorale are also impassioned. So it'd be kind of cool to see maybe some of the chorale kids could get into your...
The workshop. There's
workshop
a workshop that afternoon
yeah.
from 1 to 3:30. And that's going to be at the Methodist Church too, correct?
That's correct.
And
cool.
It's only $40 to do the workshop and go to the concert. And they actually get to participate in the concert.
Nice.
They will sing one or two numbers to open up the show.
I'll see if the Coastal Butterfly can make some connections there.
All right.
Well, one of the exciting things about taking a workshop with Terrence Kelly is he's a phenomenal teacher.
Absolutely.
And this style of music is all taught by ear and by heart. So he gives you your part for your section, and believe it or not, within an hour, so all of a sudden you know this song you didn't know before.
Wow.
And what he tries to remind people of, what Terrence tries to remind people of is most of the popular music that you know today, and the music like jazz, etc., all comes from gospel and spirituals. So you're learning the music that most popular music in America, which has infected the world, has come from. It's a combination of gospel, spirituals, and English Irish folk mixed mm-hmm. together is basically what we all grew up with. You know, right. Buffalo Springfield, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, you name it, and all the soul songs, all the Motown songs. If you listen to R&B and Motown, you just change love to God, and all of a sudden you're Sam Cooke singing a gospel song. In fact, many of the great Motown singers like Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye, etc., all started in church choirs.
And Ray Charles.
Sure.
If you've ever seen
and
that movie,
Franklin too, I believe.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's
yeah.
it's
good historical point. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, Beyonce as well, even
right.
though she started pretty young as a pop star.
Yeah.
That all comes from that, and it comes from people trying to maintain some connection. So the African Americans that were brought over as slaves, music was a huge part of their life. Rhythm was a big part of their life, but they weren't allowed to maintain their African traditions. But they were allowed to sing church music. in the style of their masters. Mm-hmm. And so that's where spirituals came up in a classical type style and not an African kind of style, because they weren't allowed to maintain that. And Terrence will share all this as well, much more profoundly than I can. Yeah. But because of the slave experience of keeping their spirit intact through this music, that's what we're able to tap into as well. And it's interesting, the Jewish community and people who sing in the Jewish tradition have a big affinity, a strong affinity for gospel music, and we've done some collaborations with Vocalette.
Vocalette, yes.
Vocalette was one from I think they're from the Marin County.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also did some Hungarian music collaborations, all sorts of international collaborations that you wouldn't expect, because their tradition of slavery totally connects with the African American tradition of slavery in the United States. So there's this great Old Testament connection.
So when we perform as a choir, almost always we do two or three or four spirituals, a cappella spirituals. Mm-hmm. And this choir is particularly skilled in the African American spiritual, especially because we have a bass section, and a lot of choirs these days can't afford to have bass sections. Mm-hmm. And the other part about the spirituals, most of the themes come from Old Testament, because it was the escape from Egypt. You know, the parts of the Old Testament where they're escaping from Egypt, or they're in enslavement, you know, and the Old Testament really speaks to that, and they could relate to that, believe it or not, you know, 400 years of oppression. So it's quite amazing to hear that music and to hear the layers, and they all have multiple meanings because of the Underground Railroad and things like that. That the spirituals are very complex when you listen to them that way.
It's kind of cool. It's not even just the music. It's the history of the music, too. It makes it very compelling.
Well, the reason we do this as an interfaith choir is because of the spirit and literally the healing that this music brings. The people who created this music did it to heal their souls and their spirits, no matter what their religious context.
And you feel that when you hear it. I mean, like when you said when you first saw the concert, how
Correct.
It moved you. I mean, for me, too.
Yeah, I've sung forever, and I always wanted to sing in a gospel choir. And I actually, when I moved to the Bay Area and was looking for a musical outlet, I joined a church in Los Altos, their choir, and I actually never even went to a rehearsal, because I joined, got in, and they said, you know, this director also has a gospel choir at Foothill College, and this was Niall Norton. And I'm like, ding, 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 ding. I need to work with this director in the gospel tradition, and it changed my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Within 2 years, that choir went to Europe with a collaboration with a German church in a town called Gelnhausen, right outside of Frankfurt. And I got to lead a couple gospel tunes there and had them stomping in the churches. It was absolutely life-changing, and I've been addicted to singing gospel music ever since.
Exciting, exciting. It's great. And so where do you think the OIGC is going to be in, say, 10 years? What are your plans?
Well, the plans of where the choir wants to go is this choir started in Oakland. It came out of jazz camp in La Honda, actually right here. So it was out of La Honda, the jazz camp, gospel workshop. They said, why do we have to wait a year to do this? So they started doing it all the time. And Terrence's mother started it. When she passed away, Terrence took it over. And for 30 years, you know, OIGC, or Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, has been the core of this interfaith gospel community.
The Arcata Gospel Choir spawned off of a visit to Arcata, right by Humboldt and Humboldt State. Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir went up there and performed right around the Rodney King trials.
Right, it was during the Rodney King riots.
Riots.
And the people in Arcata were so moved by this interfaith, interracial choir that they said, well, we have to have this.
So they started, and they're doing an amazing job
Very
up there
cool.
now. And Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir also now has a community choir in addition to the youth choir. And that's a group that meets once a month, so it's a less of a commitment. Mm-hmm. You don't have to audition for it, and you still get to experience this amazing music.
That would probably be for me, because I don't really have a great voice. I'm really, really narrow range, but gosh, when I was a kid, I was in a choir, and that was actually the Los Altos Methodist Choir.
Oh, okay.
And then when I was in boarding school, they had choir there as well. And, you know, I have a lot of noise. So as long as the choir person leads well, I can make some noise in a corner.
Well, Terrence directs it, and you have all these other voices around you singing the right parts.
Right.
So you can't help but learn and kind of learned to connect that way. And it is a truly amazing experience.
So we've inspired choirs in Arcata, Vancouver, British Columbia, Seattle, Copenhagen, France.
Neat.
So in 2017, we want to bring all those choirs together for 3 days in Oakland in spring of 2017 and start an interfaith community and bring them together.
So it's going to be the first international interfaith gospel choir convention at the Oakland Convention Center.
And this is to build on what OIGC has been doing for 30 years, separate from that there's the traditional gospel community. But OIGC has never been a really good fit for that. We have a kind of a different mindset, and we're not religious coming from a specific church. So that community is very strong, and they've been supportive, but it's really never felt like home. So we want to create a new home and build off of that.
Right. Well, and your mission statement is a little bit different. So, I mean, it's easier to do your own thing if you're being able to do your own thing.
Correct. Correct.
Right. Yeah.
We don't fit in the other box very well.
Yeah.
And I think it's more accessible to an international community because we are so diverse, and
yes,
it's not pushing one thought, it's pushing all people coming together to create and experience this type of music for the spiritual enhancement, not religious enhancement, but
spiritual.
Exactly.
It's a difference, and I think in this modern world where we're looking to find commonality with each other, I think that's the type of sort of philosophy and thinking that you have to have.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons the Montreux Jazz Festival was so interested in having us come out there. And so we were there last summer, our 30th year, and there is a documentary being done on the choir as well that went on tour with us.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, it's called One Voice, and they're, I think, in final editing now.
Yep.
Yeah, and we're really excited to see that too. And it was really cool to have this tour documented. So he started actually with... Was it 2 years ago? It was 2 years ago was the launch of our campaign to do the fundraising for the the choir's tour in Half Moon Bay.
Oh, nice.
So that choir, 100% of the proceeds of that concert
right on.
Went to our tour fund because people in the choir, not all of us can afford to go to Europe
right.
and spend that kind of money. So we needed to do some major fundraising.
Cool.
And that was a kickoff. And so now here we are coming back 2 years later and almost 2 years later. And we have this, you know, we've got a new scholarship for the youth choir. We've got a community choir that's going strong. And they actually just went to Arcata instead of our choir to represent because they can.
Right.
And so it's just amazing.
So tell me a little about the scholarship, the Riley West Scholarship. Who's Riley?
So for little kids in the coast, that's the dog at the library once a month that my wife takes to the Half Moon Bay Library for the Paws for Tails program. He's a trained therapy dog. We don't have kids, so we wanted to start a scholarship for kids. And this is a $5,000 scholarship.
Wow.
We give away once a year to the qualifying graduating senior from the youth choir. So
nice.
I work at a big biotech company, and I ended up at a taxable event a few years back, and it was either give the money to Uncle Sam or start a foundation, and we did that instead. And never looked back. I mean, I've never regretted because it's all about giving back now in my life, at this point in my life. So once a year, we get the committee together, we look at the candidates, and we pick somebody, and we'll be awarding that scholarship the night of the concert. And the goal is to keep that moving. And the other background is I went to school in the late 70s, and I went to UC Berkeley practically for free. Now I see what my nieces and nephews have to go through, how much they're getting in student loans, and there's no more grants, there's no more scholarships, and it's like, you know, I don't know if I can directly change that, but at least we can help kids a little bit and encourage them, because there's quite a few stories when you hear Terrence talk about the youth choir over the years and how much singing together as a group has changed their lives and help each other. You know, some of these kids are from very difficult backgrounds in East Oakland, and the choir kind of keeps them out of trouble and keeps them motivated towards something more positive.
They actually have a grade, a GPA requirement to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Like athletes.
Attendance and grade point average. And so it was a kind of an easy decision for us.
Yeah, that's exciting. There's something about middle school and high school students. They're so full of promise, and yet you can see the hurdles that they're going through, and you just really want to reach out and help them because you know you were there once. And I think us baby boomers are kind of in a good place. We're getting older, we're starting to be semi-retired and retired, and we're taking on these nice little projects, and many hands make light work. So congratulations on your scholarship.
Thank you. It's an honor.
And thank you guys for both coming in to interview. And get your tickets. I go online to the OIGC, the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, and they've got a little place where you can buy your tickets for the Methodist Church event.
It's OIGC.org.
OIGC.org. There you go.
And in the center of the website says Half Moon Bay Concerts.
That's exactly right.
And Peter and I both have tickets as well. If you know how to reach us, we're happy to sell them direct to you.
Great. Maybe I can I include your email too on the page for
Absolutely.
The link? Excellent. We'll do that. So you have no excuse.
And we will be selling them at the door.
Right, so you can just show up, which is probably what
That's
I'll
right.
do.
But it's nice to get him ahead of time so you don't have to worry.
Right. All right, well, thank you very much, you guys, and the Coastal Butterfly is going to fly away now.
Thanks so much,
thank
Michelle.
You very much.